Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
What the hell happened to Putin? I've known him a long time. Always gotten along with him. But he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
The BBC's James Waterhouse says the president's comments came after that deadly Russian drone strike over the weekend.
It's been a very difficult weekend for Kyiv and dozens of other towns and cities across Ukraine. The air defenses were once again going last night with air raid sirens as Russia continues to try and terrorize populations, but also slowly they are advancing in the east in a war that is not going Ukraine's way.
The president also said he spoke with the head of the European Union this weekend and has decided to delay the 50% tariff he just announced last week.
July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that. And that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
Meanwhile, it is Memorial Day today, and the president will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery later this morning. Memorial Day ceremonies took place all across the country this weekend. Reporter Bruce Marcus is in St. Germain, Wisconsin.
It's a small community that's big on patriotism. About 100 people showed up at a park to honor local heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice. Marlon Mee attended. His brother was killed in Vietnam.
I remember our youth playing together as young kids, and he was 19 when he went off to Vietnam. It's a tough day.
In Minneapolis, residents have been visiting George Floyd Square, marking the fifth anniversary of his murder.
Minneapolis City Councilmember Andrea Jenkins says it is a bittersweet time with some new businesses opening in the area, but no permanent memorial this many years later.
It's extremely frustrating.
Her wish for the site is that it becomes a place of healing.
That's my ultimate goal, is to have peace, love, and beauty at the intersection of George Floyd Square.
Susie Jones for CBS News, Minneapolis.
Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty fame has died.
Uptown living, you know, you got to call 911. Where I live, I am 911.
The A&E reality show followed the Robertson family and their hunting business, Duck Commander. A cause of death was not given. Robertson was 79 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The DQ Sauced and Tossed Chicken Strip Baskets have more flavor than your taste buds know what to do with. We start with all white meat, breaded, seasoned, and fried to crunchy perfection. Next, we double down and toss them in honey barbecue or new buffalo sauce. Serve them up with DQ fries, Texas toast, and house-made Hidden Valley Ranch, and you've got flavor on flavor on flavor. Get the Sauced and Tossed Chicken Strip Basket in honey barbecue or new buffalo right now at DQ. Happy tastes good. Participation may vary.
The Pentagon has paid billions of dollars in bonuses over the last 3 years to recruit and retain troops.
The cost, $6 billion. There were significant jumps in spending by the Army and Marine Corps, but the Navy vastly outspent all of the other services, paying retention bonuses to 70,000 sailors. The bonuses have helped the services bounce back. All except the Navy reached their recruiting targets last year and are on track to do so this year. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Jennifer Lopez hosts the American Music Awards tonight. Kendrick Lamar leads the pack with 10 nominations. Taylor Swift is up for 6 awards, so she may break her own record for most AMA wins ever. Rod Stewart gets the Lifetime Achievement Award, Janet Jackson the Icon Award. The show is at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stacey Lynn, CBS News. CBS News Brief. President Trump is not happy with Russian President Putin.
I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all.
His comments came after a deadly Russian drone strike over the weekend. The president of the European Union isn't happy about the 50% tariffs Trump imposed on its goods and asked for a delay.
Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that. And that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
Memorial Day ceremonies took place across the country this weekend. In St. Germain, Wisconsin, people honored local heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice. This man's brother was killed in Vietnam.
He was 19 when he went off to Vietnam. It's a tough day.
Later this morning, President Trump will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Time I'm talking to him, I'm just thinking about all these people dining and dashing or helping themselves to booze while he's on with me talking about the Stoughton Film Festival. Beautiful stuff. Love the dine and dash. Welcome back to the show, folks. My name is Pete Schwabe. Mike Siegel is here as my guest. Kelly Peterson joins me here in studio at 7:20 to talk about her film, her documentary about the Ukraine and many other things. Kelly's dad was a famous, grandfather was ran a very big production company and was responsible for many sitcoms in the 1960s. So we'll do that. We'll read your text. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite teen movie? And that's what Mike and I are talking about right now. Mike Siegel is the host of the Travel Tales podcast and a very funny comedian and TV host as well. So two for five?
You were about 2 for 5, I think.
Ooh, that's not good. All right.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Fast Times at Ridgemont High, an iconic, awesome comedy, maybe the teen comedy of teen comedies. And I have some questions here for Mike. So let's get to those right now. Conrad, you got the thing ready? Our little bell and whistle, literally. Mike, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Mike Siegel, host of the Travel Tales podcast, world traveler, comedian, stumped me. I have to give it back to you. But you're a guest, so I was going to like kind of go easy on you, but I wrote a couple questions during the break that might give you pause. So we'll see. All right.
Okay.
What excuse did Spicoli give Mr. Hand as to why he was late for class?
There was a crazy line at the food machines or something, right? There was an insane line at the food machines.
That was like the add-on. But his first line.
Just couldn't get there on time. Just couldn't make it.
I will accept that. Just couldn't make it on time, mister.
Just couldn't make it.
So great. All right. Mike is, well, we'll say 1 for 1. Number two, this is kind of a rhetorical question. Where the hell were the parents during this whole movie? Mike?
Oh, you have to ask me that again, Pete. Sorry.
Did I cut out?
Yeah, I think it's me. Sorry about that.
I said, where the hell were the parents throughout this whole movie? I don't think you see one parent like... All right.
Now she's Piccoli's little brother. That's it.
Oh, that's right. Curtis.
Yeah.
I only hear you if you knock, Curtis.
If you knock. That's better. Entree.
Entree. All right. Mike is 2 for 2. Number three, what does Judge Reinhold say when Phoebe Cates walks in on him in the bathroom? Remember, we're on the radio. You don't have to say the F-bomb part. Okay.
Doesn't anyone effing
bleeping knock anywhere? Mike is 3 for 3. He's destroying this quiz.
What was the second one?
Where are the parents? I gave you that one. That was a freebie. I appreciate your time. So. Okay. I like to make guests look good. So, all right. We've got three more here. What famous actors played Sean Penn's fellow stoners and buddies?
Oh, that would be Eric Stoltz and Anthony Edwards.
Yes, very impressive.
Yeah,
that's a good one. See, I thought maybe Eric Stoltz always comes to mind, but I always forget about Anthony Edwards. That was very well done.
Yeah, it's confusing because he has hair. That's why he has long hair.
And he's not in surgery, pretend surgery. Right. All right, number five. What band did Spicoli hire with his reward money for saving Brooke Shields from drowning to play his birthday party?
Oh, is that in the credits?
Yes.
I think he, I almost said the Stones because he said that in the dream sequence.
Oh, yeah.
In the interview, but I think it's Van Halen.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
My favorite. I love that.
Because they asked him what's he going to do with the prize money. I'm going to go to London and jam with the Stones.
But I love when he says to the Stu, the interviewer, the surfing contest, he says, hey, where'd you get this jacket? Stu just blows him off and goes, oh, the network gave it to me. Jeff. So great.
He's great at that. It's like, he's great. It's like, and he goes, oh, those guys are Fs. And it's right. Like, and Stu just goes, ha ha, fantastic. All right.
All right. Number five. What did Mark Ratner purchase just to talk to a girl? And remember, he gets teased about this by Damone.
He had a crush on a girl at the photo mat, so he bought like $10,000 worth of film or some crazy $100 worth of film, and he didn't even have a camera.
He bought $40 worth of film, Rat. You don't even own a camera. That's correct. All right, Mike is 6 for 6. One more question here for you, Mike. What kind of car did Jefferson have that was totaled by Spicoli and Jefferson's younger brother? And bonus point, if you can name the year.
It was Trans Am. I know
Close.
It's a Firebird? It's not a
Trans Am? It's like the twin brother.
Or is it a Camaro?
Yes.
Okay, it's Camaro.
And a bonus point, if you can guess the year.
A year? I don't know. It was new. I mean, the movie came out in 82, so maybe it was an 81, 82?
Well, we'll give you that one. It was a 79 Camaro. That's fantastic.
Sweet ride, pal.
So you
sweet
did, ride.
You can't fix this car, Spicoli. My old man's got an ultimate set of tools. I can fix it. Pete, I had one bonus question for you.
Oh, yeah.
This is super hard.
Lay it on me.
You have to, if you can remember Damone's 5-point plan talking to women.
First thing you do, wherever you are.
I had to write these down.
Wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great?
Yeah, that's number three. That's number three.
Compliment her?
Isn't this great?
Isn't this great? Is it compliment her?
No.
All right, here, I'll give you the ones I remember. Play Kashmir, Led Zeppelin. Some Zeppelin, too.
You're half right there.
Yeah.
Comes to making out side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
Side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
And then they cut to the scene when that's, you know, all the Zepp heads all complain because they're playing Kashmir in the car, which is not on Led Zeppelin 4. Right. So,
all right. So it's that one. It's wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great?
Yeah, it's two of them.
And then something about order for her. The lady will have a Coke. I will have a Coke as well. Something like that.
I had to write it down. It's a great lady will have the linguine with white clam sauce. And I'll have the same.
And what's the other one?
The number one is the first one is never let on how much you like a girl. It's like, oh, hi, Debbie. And he's talking about the cardboard cutout of Debbie Harry there. Oh, hi, Debbie.
Right.
That's one. And two is always call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it.
You won't regret it. Yes. Oh, I should have got that one. That one's great. Mike Siegel is here, folks. He is the host of the Travel Tales podcast and a very funny comedian and TV host and kind of does it all, Mike. You also do rewiring, don't you? Or you do nails or something. You got all kinds
rewiring.
Of
rewiring. Yeah.
Got all
I do HVAC, you know, anything you need, Pete.
Where can people see? I know you still do stand-up sporadically, but go to funnymike.com for more information. But where can people see you live anywhere?
If I'm in town, I'm mostly doing the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach here.
Great club.
In L.A., outside of L.A. And, it's mostly a lot of ships these days. So
how's that
other
going?
Than little local things, like some private events, some one-off things. It's mostly a lot of cruises these days, and the Alaska season's about to start.
Wow. Are you on one of those huge cruises where it's like they have a water park on a ship?
I haven't done any of those mega ships, those 6,000 passenger ones. So I wouldn't mind doing it once, only because they have a dedicated comedy club in those where you work with other comics. And usually I'm the only guy on the ship most of the time. So it'd be fun to work with other comics.
You know what would also be fun?
What's that?
Just all day, just do cannonballs into the pool or off the water slide. Isn't that the comedian? So what have you seen, Mike? What are you watching? Have you seen any movies or are you binge watching anything?
Oh, what did we just watch? I wouldn't give it a rave really, but I just watched the all 10 episodes of that Nathan Lane sitcom.
Nathan Lane.
Mid-century modern. It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
And it's from the guys who did Will and Grace.
Oh.
And of course Nathan Lane is great in it, but does it hold up as a whole? I don't know. We kind of watched it because a friend of my girlfriend's is one of the cameramen on it. And she knows a lot of people behind the scenes. So it's like, we got to check this out. And you ever watch something that's like after a couple episodes, you know, you may not be digging it, but we got to stick it out.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have dinner with this guy. We should be able to answer questions.
I have done that many times. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good one. What about the movies? Have you seen anything?
I have not. Oh, I watched on the plane the new, the Bob Dylan one. Yeah.
Complete Unknown.
I enjoyed it.
I did too. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times those rock biographies can be little hit or miss. And also sometimes it could be just total, oh, this is just a behind the music episode.
Right.
You know, and just kind of like, but this one I liked, and I thought the lead kid, that Timothée Chalamet, was great.
Yeah, he did a really great job. I like those movies better when they're about a certain time period. It's not like, oh, here's Bob Dylan as a baby. Nobody cares.
Right. You know, because if you try to cover the whole career, I mean, you're talking 60-year career there.
No, I like that a lot, too. I recommend to you, Mike, see Sinners if you get a chance. I really like that. I thought it was great.
I'm hearing good things. I'm hearing good things.
Any other famous or great comedy, teen comedies you want to throw out there before we let you go? Something you could recommend?
Teen comedies. Well, again, we're the same era of you and I, but I can always quote 16 Candles.
Yeah.
It really rocked my world when it was there.
Absolutely.
I loved. And a lot of it is not, I guess, PC anymore.
Radio but, friendly. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. For sure.
Some things just don't age as well, but...
We're thinking of a particular character from the Far East who is very funny and wore a red plaid suit and some of the funniest stuff. And you can't say it anymore, and that's fine. But, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Anthony Michael Hall in that movie is hysterical.
He's great.
He's absolutely hysterical.
Great movie. Mike, thank you so much, buddy. This is always fun.
Yeah, I had a blast.
Tell your significant other, I won't use her full name, but Piper.
Okay.
She always comes up as a Facebook friend suggestion. And I don't do that with women because I don't want women to get the wrong idea. Because just out of habit, I always ask them out right after I make a friend request. And I don't want to embarrass myself like that. So, but
Pete, I'd like you to keep your distance.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, Michael, thanks you so much, buddy. Check out the Travel Tales podcast and go to funnymike.com. All great stuff. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Pete.
You got it. That's Mike Siegel, folks. On the stream, I got to catch up here. Dave says, History of the World Part 1. That's just a great comedy. I don't know if it's a great teen comedy or not, but it's a great comedy. Well done, Dave. Dave also says, any Cheech and Chong movie, Corsican Brothers. Yeah, great stuff. All right, we're coming right back. Great to have you with me on this Monday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, this is Peach Wabba. Hope you're having a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back live to light it up on Tuesday night. In the meantime, enjoy this best of show and have a great night.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, they can just love you.
Welcome back. Our question tonight is, what is your least favorite Christmas carol? What is the song that just completely takes you out of the season and spirit? To me, it's Need a Little Christmas. Conrad, I think, secretly likes The Dogs Barking. But we're reading your text, so let us know what you think, folks, on the stream or on the app or on the old-fashioned text line. All are fine. Jimmy Pardo is here. He is the host of the Never Not Funny podcast. You have to check it out if you haven't. It's fantastic week to week. Jim, that was really impressive. You love popcorn. Even if you love have it. A full stomach, you're still getting popcorn. My wife is like that. It's just it's like a sense reaction or something when you go to the movies, right?
Yes. I feel like an emptiness, like a void if I don't order popcorn or like if I am having dental work and I have to get nachos or a pretzel instead, it just doesn't feel right.
Interesting. Wow. That's fantastic. Popcorn. All right. So that reason alone, Conrad, I think we're ready. We're going to make the popcorn pick of the week. We're going to hear Jimmy's pick, and he has good taste in movies for the most part, except for Oscar. So we're going to go with this. Drum roll, please. Jimmy Pardo, host of the Never Not Funny podcast. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
The Order.
I have not seen... Jim, I have... All right, I'm geeking out here. I went to a wedding in Chicago last week. It's not at my hometown theater. I went to this wedding in Chicago. There's a 20-screen multiplex across from my hotel. I missed it twice. I am desperate to see that movie, and you're saying it's as good as I am imagining it.
I enjoyed my son, the aforementioned Oliver. He and I went to see it just last night, Pete.
Wow.
And it was great. Jude Law was terrific. And that Nicholas Hoult, is that how you say his name?
I think so, yeah.
A very tall, handsome, beautiful man. Terrific actor. It's really, really good. It's, it's got, that culty weirdness that I like in a movie. It's got, a little cat and mouse.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really
good.
That's
fantastic. That's a great pick. I'm excited to see it. It's reviewing well. Audiences like it. Jude Law is great. I like Jude Law, and I like a good heist film.
It's a good heist film. Yeah. It's my actual review of it as Oliver and I were walking to the car was, I'm going to call this movie very, very good. I don't know if it crosses over to great, but I'm giving it very, very good. I can be talked into great.
I'll take very, very good any day of the week. I still want to see it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a talkie.
Do you have a favorite snack when you're binge watching TV, Jim? Do you still go popcorn, or when you're in the privacy of your own home, do you change things up?
Boy, I still might go microwave popcorn.
Nice.
If I'm watching a movie at home, that's my go-to snack. It's pie.
God, oh, I love popcorn. I just love it. And my gut will let you know that too. It's
kind of a good snack. It's kind of healthy in some ways.
They call it nature's broom, don't they, Pete?
I hadn't heard that in a while, but yes.
I heard that once years ago, and it stuck with me.
I'm going to remind you of a story. And this is
Taco Bell.
What's the Taco Bell story?
Oh, you made fun of me. Some jerk told me once, if you after a show at night at midnight, make sure you eat Taco Bell because it goes right through you. You won't gain weight. Oh, yeah. And so I believed it. I'm eating burritos at 3 in the morning.
I said, I'm watching what I eat. And you said, no, it's Taco Bell. It goes right through you.
I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking.
You doubled down. Yeah. Like, that's not what I was going to say. All right, here's the story. There was a girl. I'm not going to use her real name. She was a comedian. Not that great, but she was kind of down on her luck. We were all hanging out after a show. Let's say her name was Penny. Okay. And she was saying, I just get the feeling I'm really starting to doubt if I'm at all funny. And before she got the word funny out, you said, Penny. It was so Chevy Chase and I had to walk away. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, I don't think she thought you were just being silly. But you kept her going for a while.
I need you, and I'm very serious. You need to text me the name of that person when we're done.
All right.
I need to remember who I said that to.
We'll do that. Okay.
I'm very supportive of the young people. You know that.
You are. What do you have a favorite Christmas movie, Jim?
A favorite Christmas movie? Yeah. Boy, oh boy, that's a great question. Boy, I don't know if I do, Pete. I wish I had this question in advance so I could have asked my wife if I do.
You really got to go to the well that deep for a favorite Christmas movie?
I don't know. What's Love Actually? That's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a Christmas movie. That's a good one.
I like that movie.
Trading Places, It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone.
I like Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Do I have a favorite Christmas movie? I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite. I don't know if, like, hey, let's sit down and watch that to get me in the mood.
Yeah.
I don't think I do, Pete. I apologize if
I kind of love that you don't, because most people I've asked this whole season, they have it right there.
No.
But I kind of like that you don't really necessarily have one. Last thing for you, buddy. Do you have a Christmas song you never need to hear again?
You know what? I love the song Last Christmas by Wham.
Great song.
I don't like it by anybody else. Yeah. Like, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I love Taylor Swift. Even her version, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear the Wham version,
yeah.
And that's it.
Wow, that's great. And I could totally see that. Yeah, I could totally see that. Jim, this is so much fun. Thank you for coming on. Take care of those teeth. And I'll go shirt shopping. We'll forget this ever happened, and we'll move forward.
Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
That's Jimmy. See you, pal. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. That's Jimmy Pardo. Check out the Never Not Funny podcast. And let's see if we can get Jimmy in Wisconsin here doing stand-up. He's very funny. That was fun. So is this shirt really that? I had to stave off laughing.
It's hard to look at.
I knew he was going to say that.
It's hard to look at.
Hard to look at? I mean, it's not a great shirt, but it's serviceable.
I don't know. Now that it's, like, can't even catch on fire with it.
I don't know that, actually. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is not happy with Russian President Putin.
I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all.
His comments came after a deadly Russian drone strike over the weekend. The president of the European Union isn't happy about the 50% tariffs Trump imposed on its goods and asked for a delay.
Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that. And that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
Memorial Day ceremonies took place across the country this weekend. In St. Germain, Wisconsin, people honored local heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice. This man's brother was killed in Vietnam.
He was 19 when he went off to Vietnam. It's a tough day.
Later this morning, President Trump will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 58 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some late day showers, 58. Some heavy rain, a half inch or more tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Day one. The hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Mother, there's too many of you crying.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, your host for this evening's program. Steady Eddie checks in with a text that says, Pete, for me, Field of Dreams was just a little corny and just a bit outside. Major League, starring Bob Uecker, was hilarious and right down Wisconsin Avenue. Good point, Steady Eddie. He says, and though I haven't seen it yet, I understand just a bit outside is a grand salami home run. That's all I got for Nightlight tonight, Pete. So it's time for me to get up, and get out of here. Gone for Steady Eddie. Is that what Uecker used to say?
Yeah.
Mike, does that sound familiar?
Yes, indeed. And now that Steady Eddie mentioned it, Field of Dreams, that's my favorite baseball movie ever.
There you go.
Steady Eddie.
Yeah. Steady Eddie is a resourceful guy and very helpful. Did you see The Sandlot, Mike? That was mine.
Adam Sandler, maybe. David Spade, yeah.
No.
Like a bunch of kids, huh? No, that's some other baseball
that's
movie.
Some other baseball movie you're thinking
okay.
of.
Okay, see, I don't know.
All right, so Tony the trucker thought he got mixed or he got confused or sent the wrong thing. He says, tell Mike my mistake, Rusty's. It was Rusty's where he tended bar. Kelly's was the local hamburger joint. So do you remember Rusty's?
I worked at Rusty's. That's why I DJed at Rusty's. And now that it's all coming together, I remember Tony. He was a big, handsome, strong hunk of a man.
Wow.
And even if he wasn't, you know, who could be upset by that description?
Very well said. And thank you, Tony. On the stream, Dave says Field of Dreams for me. Then he said Hot Mike. You know, Dave, I think to me, I like when people can kind of hear during the break the goings on of the ambience at the radio station. And that's what I'll say, even though we probably just forgot to hit a switch or something. Mike Mercury is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is a Madison-based stand-up comedian, very funny guy, and a great writer, too. You sounded like you had a lot you wanted to get to, Mike. And you said I should just ask you what's up. Oh, I can't hear you now, Mike. Mike's got the floor and I can't hear him. Is your mic off?
Yeah, I think he accidentally muted his mic.
I want to call him Ryan Gosling because he has Ryan Gosling on his. You took something out of your ear and then we missed you, Mike. Maybe the earbuds. Wouldn't be the earbuds though, would it?
I think he accidentally muted himself.
So Mike, Conrad thinks you muted yourself. That sounds obscene.
I see it.
There you go.
I don't know how that happened. My apologies.
Oh, that's all right.
I am technologically advanced, so I don't know how that happened.
It was just fun to see the name Ryan Gosling while you were searching for the the on button for your mic. So what is going on? You got something on your mind tonight. It sounds like you're here on the perfect night.
Yeah, nothing. I don't have anything specific. I've been busy. It's a busy time of year.
Oh, great.
By the way, I'm going to throw in a plug. I'm heading up your way. I'll be driving through Marinette on Thursday, but Friday night, I'll be at Bay Mills Casino way out in the UP. It's an easy 4-hour drive from Green Bay. So come on over.
What?
Yeah, that's right. It's
4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours. So it's no big deal. Just come on over. It's a show. It's Eastern time zone. So you got to leave an hour early. Yeah.
What city in the UP is that in? Is that like Marquette?
It's not a city. It's on a Native American reservation, if I'm not mistaken, on the bay of, it's Lake Superior, and there's a bay that comes off of that. Maybe it's called Mills because the town, the little village is Bay Mills, and it's a casino, and they have gambling and alcohol and all the things that people up there love.
Yeah.
And they love to do.
And comedy.
And before you go there, you stop at the weed store, and then you can get high and drunk and gamble all at once because that's what voters want.
Or just go in there and empty your pockets out and leave and save yourself the time.
Yeah.
So when is that, Mike? That's exciting. That's
Friday night. This Friday night, wow. April, whatever that day is. April, I don't know, 10th, so 11th, be, 12th,
probably
something.
The 9th or 10th. I think it's the 10th.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. So I've been getting, in fact, I was doing some planning today, and I thought maybe today I should go to the gym. And then I was like, I am in no shape to go to the gym. I would have to get into shape just to go to the gym. So I did not go to the gym. Instead, you know what I did? Because the Girl Scouts came around, we still get people coming to our house and there's, you know, it's Girl Scout cookie time. So I ate Girl Scout cookies and they're delicious as ever. They seem to have been victimized by the shrinkflation of the mint cookies are now roughly the size of a quarter. But the good news is, you know, one serving size is approximately one box. So you could just eat. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You just eat them.
It's like a sleeve of cookies is one serving size.
Yeah, I think that's about right. And I don't normally eat a whole sleeve of cookies. I'm trying to be healthy, and I watch. You know, I'm not the most well-informed guy, but I've been watching. I get a lot of my information from commercials. That's where I get a lot of my information. And I've been seeing this Jardiance commercial over and over. Have you seen the Jardiance commercial?
No,
they have. Yeah, it's a medication for I think it's for diabetes if I'm not mistaken. And they have very high tech, big production commercials. It's got a whole cast of big people that are happy, and they dance and they sing along, and they have their own song, and they look so damn happy. It looks like so much fun. Every time I see one, I'm like, God damn it, I wish I had type 2 diabetes. I really, because I can't believe how much fun they're having. And so I'm working on that. So I'm going to get another box of Girl Scout cookies and see if I can get some Jardians.
Some traction. That's the funny part is, like, I feel that way with insurance commercials. Like, the insurance industry is basically the mafia. It's a racket. It's you're paying for protection. And, you know, when something happens, they say, well, you know, maybe we'll cover it. It's like, wait a minute, what? Okay. But Geico and these insurance companies, it's like, God, people are having so much fun with their insurance company. I have USAA, and it's like, you know, it's a very boring company. I think I'm missing the boat.
Yeah, everything in TV land is super fun and energetic and full of surprises, but happy surprises.
Right. Do you, Mike, do you feel sorry for billionaires?
Wait, was that a serious question?
Based on your Substack. And I'm with you. I hear a lot of billionaires complaining, regardless of which side of the aisle, they can't catch a break.
Yeah, they can't catch a break. No, I listen, it's the billionaires. So I've probably in my Substack, which, by the way, you can find it, I think mikemercury.substack.com. The last few months, or probably since last fall, I've definitely gotten a little more political than I like to be.
Okay.
And when I say that, it's because the politics has become so dominating in everything last 6 months or whatever. I mean,
it's reality
more
TV.
Than ever.
Yeah.
It's reality TV, and you cannot avoid it as much as I try to avoid it. I will go for a week maybe without watching the news at all, just to try and avoid some of the stuff, because I find things, upsetting in some regards and tiresome and redundant and whatever. And I don't like all the players, but I turned on the news last night, the local news. I thought the local news, that'll be safe enough. And I tuned in a little late. I tuned in just in time to see the weather report. And the guy, the weatherman, was it's severe weather awareness week this week in the state or in the country, I think. So the weatherman was describing the differences between a watch and a warning by comparing them to tacos and their readiness to eat. This is absolutely true, and I watched it. I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen on local TV. And that's, that's saying something. Afterwards I went to bed. I'm like, oh my God, we're so dumb that they have to show us pictures of tacos in order to grasp the concept of what a tornado watch might be, when to go to the basement. And then I got up this morning, and it still bothered me, so I went and did a search on Google. If you search taco watch, taco warning, and it turns out that there were hundreds of results from all over the country. Wow. Other weather station, other TV weathermen, weather people, and media outlets have been using the exact same graphic with the tacos to help people understand the differences for years. This has been going on for years. And I saw that, and I was like, I found a Reddit comment, whatever. I don't know what they call the Reddit, a Reddit thread, and some of the Redditors were commenting about how they had seen this taco comparison, and it, for the first time in their lives, helped them to understand the difference between a watch and a warning. And I went, oh my God, Darwin was wrong, because these people,
wow.
Yeah, it's helping helping dumb people stay alive.
We have the graphic up that you used on your Substack,
Mike.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, that's it right there.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I could figure out the difference between a watch and a warning. I'm pretty sure I had that figured out by the time I was about 9.
I don't know. Is that like one of those, it's 3 tacos, we need to get to the basement. Like, you're right, it's so insulting. Like, how stupid are we?
Well, oh, my God.
Wow, did they explain how they got the tacos or why they used tacos?
No, so I missed the first part of it. So perhaps there was some setup. Maybe the guy, you know, it was tongue-in-cheek. Hey, this is pretty funny. But after I discovered that this has been in widespread use for multiple years all over the country, I was like, oh, no, this is no accident. This is a well-choreographed, you know, the Department of Stupidity, whatever department that is, decided they should issue this as a way to help people not get killed in a tornado or something. I don't know. It's unbelievable.
It could also backfire and say, no, if we eat tacos, it's cool. We don't have to go to the basement because apparently if we eat tacos, then we're safe. Like, yeah. And if they think we're that stupid, that's not much of a leap to think people could actually think that. Right. Hey, you had a gig in Waukegan you wrote about, too. We converted the casino or something. I thought that was really funny.
Oh, yeah, it was in Waukegan. It wasn't a converted casino. It was a place that whoever owns it got a permit to build a casino. And then they were sued by a Native American group in Wisconsin who also wanted to build a casino in the general vicinity. I think they wanted to put theirs in Beloit. This one was in Waukegan. So they sued them. So instead, the people in Waukegan threw up basically an inflatable tent because they wanted to get theirs open right away and start bringing in some income while they settled the lawsuit. And anyway, they've settled the lawsuit apparently, and this one in Waukegan won. And now they're going to build a real place, but it takes several years. And so anyway, it was basically in the parking lot across the street from a Walmart. It looked like a giant, you know, those big white plastic tubes that farmers store their silage in. It looked like that, just higher up in the air. And inside it was a full-blown casino with people, you know, drinking and gambling and carrying on. And they came to a comedy show, and they had set up a temporary wall, basically. It was like a vinyl wall to divide the room into a showroom. So you could hear everything happening out in the casino. Just, you know, you're telling a joke, and I was like, clang, 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 ding, 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 waitress, you know, just ridiculous stuff. And I'd be doing a joke, and I'd hear a drunk guy yelling, show me the money, you know, like his only... Yeah, he's still using references from a 1995 Tom Cruise movie or whenever that was. Oh my God.
Screams comedy. We're going to do a very short break, and we'll come back with a few more minutes with Mike Mercury. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We are in the home stretch here with our friend Mike Mercury. Tom from New Berlin says, Mr. Baseball, we love Japan. I don't know that movie, Tom, but we did Google it. Conrad and I discussed it, and there must be a Japan reference in there we don't get, but that's a Tom Selleck movie from Tom. And then Brian from Green Bay says, with your bumper, I still wake up at night thinking people owe me for my paper out for the Eagle Herald and the Journal Sentinel in Marinette. I have not had a paper out for 35 years. You must be doing okay, Brian. I still have mine. Yeah, we should maybe retire that bumper for a little bit, Conrad. Let's put it on pause. We'll snooze it for 30 days, as they say.
Hey, I'm just going to do the sex one. Every single night.
You already are. So, but Brian, I don't want Brian to have post-traumatic stress from his paper out. I totally understand where he's coming from. Folks, Mike Mercury is here. And tomorrow night on the show, we have, who do we have, Conrad? We've got Tim Schweigel, filmmaker and activist for Incentive Wisconsin, the Film Incentives Crew. Tim is very active in that. And then Rob Thomas, from Madison, will join us tomorrow night at 7:20. We got a whole Madison thing going here, Mike. There's a lot of you people. I got to have them all on the show.
And Rob Thomas knows a thing or two about movies. Yeah. I know nothing. He knows every movie. He probably know that Tom Selleck movie. I had not heard of that one either.
Yeah, I kind of remember it, but I kind of don't. But what are you watching anything on TV you could recommend? Are you a binge watcher, Mike?
Well, you know what? My wife and I were just talking about it because I sort of have gotten to the point where I kind of prefer the binge watching as opposed to where they drop an episode and then you have to wait a week. When we were kids, that's how everything was. You would watch one half hour, or if it was a comedy, or an hour if it was a drama, probably. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to wait a whole week. And so I like to binge watch. That said, we just watched the recent third season of White Lotus, which you cannot binge watch. You can now.
You can now. Yeah,
it finished on Sunday.
I was waiting for that reason. I want to watch them all if I want to watch them. Yeah. So I held off, and now I kind of have heard stuff. But what was your take on the season?
So this is the benefit of not having a great memory for the detail, because season one and two, I remember them being good and enjoyable and funny and all those things, but I don't really remember enough details. So this season I'm watching three and I'm like, I think I like this one best. And it was mainly because that's what I was watching now. I think that's the only reason, because my wife and son both said they thought that the either one or two were better seasons overall. I think, and that's fairly common though, especially when you have a new series. There's a new series of something or a new movie that's good. The first time you see it, there's the novelty that is there. And by the time you see the third season or the third sequel or whatever, that novelty doesn't exist anymore. And so it's just got to be, the material has to be so strong to be compelling, to be as compelling as it was the first season or first movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I finished season two. For whatever reason, I put it off for well over a year. And I did laugh at Jennifer Coolidge, just the way she died after killing all those guys to protect her fortune and not give it to her husband. And then her last words in life were, "You've got this." And she tried to jump into the boat and conked her head. That's not funny, but I laugh because it's so dark and it's just so, I did not see that coming. All she had to do was stay on the boat and wait to be rescued. And she'd still have $500 million. So I love the writing on that show. But where would you rank the third season, Mike, comparatively to the other two?
I don't know. I mean, it was good to me. I think that was Jennifer Coolidge, that storyline, that was season two primarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because she was in season one, but she really owned season two.
Yes.
So I think season two would be the top one.
Okay.
This season three, there's some great acting, as always, some great writing, some terrific characters. It's super interesting.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, maybe it doesn't feel quite as fresh as it did in season one or whatever. So
I totally get that.
I liked it a lot.
Tony, the trucker says, Mike described me to a T. If he ever becomes famous enough to need a bodyguard, I'm all in. He is. He's Ryan Gosling, Tony. Mike, this was fun. Thank you as always, buddy. Good luck. You can see Mike up at the Bay Mills Casino Friday the 10th. That's this Friday. And it's up on Lake Superior. I actually look for it on a map. They don't really, on their website, they don't really say what town they're in, unless it's called Bay Mills, which could be.
There's a little village, and okay. I think the village is Bay Mills.
Okay.
And it used to be that the Google map would drive you right into the lake. So hopefully it's been updated.
Well, if there's an empty stage, we'll know what happened. Mike,
right.
Knock him dead, blow the roof off the joint, and come back and see us real soon, buddy. Always fun.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Conrad. Say hi to your mom.
Good night, Ryan. He didn't mean that. He meant because your mom texts the show. He wasn't trying to make a your mom joke. But but you know what? I wouldn't put that past Mike. He's that kind of guy. He used to talk about my mom all the time. And we had an arm wrestle and then a leg wrestle, and we figured it out. Hey, thank you to Mike Mercury. We'll be back tomorrow night with more fun on Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.